What does it mean to be a man? There are no classes, no online courses, no certificates to earn. There are books, though, lots of them. There are fathers and grandfathers, too, but somewhere along the way, we as men still have trouble learning what it means to be a man. Most of us men find ourselves late in life, still yearning to know the answer, still wondering if we made the cut. Some of us aren't at all conscious of what it meant to be a man by the time people saw us as one. We don't even know what questions to ask to be a man, a better man. We find ourselves with little direction, no fire in our belly, and we default to a vanilla blah. Following an emotional and spiritual growth spurt in my late 40s, I realized that men and women are different than we're supposed to be. We were made that way. Two books in particular really made a difference in my life. They were best sellers in their day. One, Men Are From Mars, Women Are From Venus by John Gray. The other, the second, a Christian book, Wild at Heart by John Eldridge. From these, I learned that men and women want similar but different things. Of the multitude of needs to stick out, generally, women want to be affirmed. Men want to be admired. Affirmed and admired. Eldridge writes, deep in his heart, every man longs for a battle to fight, an adventure to live, and a beauty to rescue. So many times, however, we men settle for simply being a nice guy. I contend, and Eldridge does too, that God wants us instead to be bold and wild at heart. Too many times, men place women on pedestals and are dumbstruck when the relationship fizzles. Women don't want to be placed on a pedestal, the center of a man's purpose. Women want men who have a vision for their life and are passionate about it. Women want to join with those men who know where they're headed, full of community and love. They're typically drawn to men who want to make a difference in the world while sharing their own gifts throughout the adventure. True, there are many women with vision and passion of their own, blazing successful and important trails on their own merit, regardless whether a man tags along. But I'm talking about a man's heart here. It should be the secret in any man's soul what makes a man, a wild heart, a fierceness for what is good and right and truthful. I like the way Eldridge writes about it. He says, what should be in a man's heart is missing in too many men. Most think God put men here on earth simply to be good boys. He says, the problem with men, we are told, is that they don't know how to keep their promises, be spiritual leaders, talk to their wives, and raise their children. But if they'll try really hard, they can reach the lofty summit of becoming a nice guy. That's what we hold up as models of Christian maturity. Really nice guys. He asks, ladies, was the prince of your dreams dashing or merely nice? Deep in his heart, every man longs for a battle to fight, an adventure to live, and a beauty to rescue. This is how he bears the image of God, what God wants us to be. Jules Renau, the French author, once said, if I were to begin life again, I should want it as it is. I would only open my eyes a little more. So our actions should make a difference as sons and fathers, husbands, lovers and friends. We must begin life again, only with our eyes a little more open. That's my take on it. For Paragon Communications, I'm Paul Joseph.